I'm Sarah.
I'm Dario.
And each episode we'll visit a new destination,
bring you tips, share itineraries,
and tell you our wildest stories
as we travel while POC.
And today we are in Mexico City.
Yeah.
This is a fun trip.
This was a very
packed
fun trip.
Itinerary.
Packed.
It's 4 days.
It felt like way longer than that though.
We did a lot.
It felt like we was there for like a week.
Yeah. What are you packing on this trip? What's your essential?
Yeah, boy, I plan on drinking a lot. It's Mexico. So I'm bringing water because we know about the water down there. And just to dilute it, help a brother out. Mm. But also backpack.
Yeah.
Bringing a backpack because, we're doing a lot of walking. We brought shoes. Mm-hmm. We know we got to do shoes. But backpack around Mexico, it's hot.
Yeah.
So
That's a good one. I'm bringing hair products to control the frizz because
humidity.
It's humid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm bringing colorful outfits so I can get pictures.
Yeah, you're trying to be part of the vibe down there.
Yeah, it's super colorful.
I'm mad at you. Yeah.
So you wanna match that vibe. But let's get going. Let's take off.
You trying to go? You trying to take off? Y'all, it's takeoff time, baby. Let's go to Mexico. Okay.
Okay, y'all. You can't wait to role play.
I can't wait. I love role playing. Let's play a little game.
Okay, that's a different kind of role.
That's different. Yeah, that is very different. Y'all, we in Mexico. Mexico City.
My favorite country.
Man, fastly becoming one of my favorite places on earth. This
I'm obsessed.
Is second time here.
Yeah.
And man, just it's beautiful every time. Mexico City, if y'all don't know, has got a lot of people in Mexico City.
Yep.
This is a huge.
It's the largest per capita.
Yes. Population here. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It is. Yeah. It's a very large city.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that don't know me or don't know this fact, I actually lived in Mexico. I studied abroad in Querétaro while I was in college. So that's a few hours north of Mexico City. And then after I graduated, I went back and I lived there for a while. And I just love Central Mexico. Is so special to me.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. If they paid in US dollar, I'd be living there right now.
I mean, Central Mexico, the sights and the views.
Unmatched. The people, the energy, the food, the music, the culture.
Everywhere you go, every neighborhood. It smells like food.
It does.
It's like the, how can you be not hungry all the time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Mexico, like that was the one thing that I knew when we landed, we started walking around. I was like, why this whole block smell like food? Like not just like a little bit of food, a lot of food,
A lot of food. Like, there's a ton of street vendors.
Everywhere.
Like all the taquerias, the places that make tacos are open.
Yeah.
Like it's open. It's warm all the time. Yeah. They don't need to be closed.
You know, so this is my first time in Mexico City.
Yeah.
And one thing that stuck out to me was the fact that there are a shit ton of street vendors. And I know we talk about that here in Chicago and it states everywhere that, man, you know, street food, Mexico is Mexican food is everywhere. Without seeing that shit, you're just going on for what people tell you. You go down to Mexico City, it's realer than high blood pressure down there. Man, it is crazy.
Yeah. I do want to start with like landing at the airport in Mexico City. The airport is pretty large and it's pretty busy.
Yeah.
It's very central, like you can fly into it from most U.S. cities. So it gets really, really busy. Super easy to navigate, though. There's a ton of almost everything is in Spanish and English.
Yeah.
So,
and even if it ain't in English, you just need a basic.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel like most people know basics enough to be able to. But I mean, Mexicans are super friendly. So like you're not going to get lost.
Yeah.
But once you're out of the airport, there's like a designated area for Ubers. Mm-hmm. And Mexico City is not a city where I've taken a ton of public transportation. I've taken like a little bit, but mostly it's just faster to go via Uber to places, and you walk so much, which we'll get to in a second. But we just Ubered to our Airbnb that was in the neighborhood of Condesa, which is one of the more like affluent neighborhoods in Mexico City. Mexico City is so large that even people that live in it haven't been to all parts of it.
Yeah. And so, that's nuts.
Yeah. So like there is so much to see. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I've been to Condesa before. And so I was like, we'll stay there. I'm familiar with the neighborhood. And
it was a dope neighborhood.
It was so cheap. Yeah. We got a penthouse unit that fits four people.
Yeah.
And I think we paid a total of $400 for four nights.
Man, look.
Which is, and it has a, had a swimming pool.
Had a, and the view was nuts.
The view was insane.
I mean, so we had a, so the balcony faced, you know, one side and then you,
both rooms had balconies.
Both rooms had balconies. And then, the other adjacent wall, looked out to the city. Also, couldn't get out there, but like full glass.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, now, you know, being, you know, traveling a little bit.
Yeah.
This versus Aqaba. Aqaba was different. Aqaba was, that was like lavish. But this one is.
This is a condo.
If you're going down to, if you're going down to Mexico City and you stand in, if I'm going to recommend some, this the one right here.
Yeah.
For the price. You get, it's like, it's luxury for sure. Yeah, don't get me wrong.
I mean, you can stay in Mexico City for very, like, you can Airbnb. I know we hate Airbnb in the US. That's fine. But in other countries, it works just fine.
Yeah, this is.
It's not the same.
It's the only way to go, really. Yeah. I mean, like.
And I mean, I love it. You can get a hotel, obviously, if that's your vibe. But, you know.
But this was, it, to me, so cheap. Again, we've established that we like being in the mix, right? This very much felt like in the mix.
Yeah.
Just seeing the, and we'll touch on it, but like the cool thing about this penthouse is the fact that you, the view you see, we saw everything in the distance, right? We saw everything. And when we were driving around and going places, we were like, oh, damn, ain't that the place that we saw way over? Like, didn't even realize.
Landmarks,
didn't even realize I was this, like on the other side of Mexico City almost. Yeah, that's crazy.
But yeah, so we got to our Airbnb, we dropped our stuff, and we head right out.
Yeah.
We took a quick Uber downtown to like the centro, like the main area that's downtown Mexico City. And I picked our first lunch or dinner lunch spot to be, it's Anthony Bourdain's favorite tacos in Mexico City. So I was like, what else are we going to go?
And look.
Los Cocuyos.
Hey, let me tell you something. As the walk down there, Mexico City busy now, y'all.
Super.
It's packed.
Yeah.
Like, it is.
Yeah, it's a very busy city for sure.
So when we walk, I mean, this shit everywhere. It's like it's like every foot is a door or to go in and do something.
Yeah.
So
to give you an idea of like how the city was built, obviously there were the indigenous people that lived here before the colonials came, and added to it, the surrounding Mexico City was a lake. Most people know this. Mm-hmm. It was a lake, and then they would build.
Great Plateau or something.
Yeah, they would build over the lake, and then when the colonials came and they wanted to kind of like mimic the style of build. To build over the lake, they didn't know the technique how to build into the water without the buildings eventually sinking. And that's why you'll see that the city kind of like when you're in downtown, you'll see part of it looks like the buildings are tilting. But yeah, I mean, it kind of like went from the middle and boomed outwards.
Yeah.
So that center is really, really busy. And they built on top of things.
Yeah.
So like there's parts of Centro where you can go to the museum and see ruins below the church.
Yeah.
They just didn't give a shit. They just built on top of it.
Yeah. And a lot of these ancient places are layered. You know what I mean? Like Chicago is layered.
Right.
You know what I mean? But like this is like layered. Like this is layered with ancient history.
Yeah.
So
ancient temples and stuff like that. But yeah, so we stopped by this super famous taco place. There was actually someone filming a documentary in there while we were in there.
We got an interview.
Yeah, we did.
We got an interview. So we somewhere in Mexico right news.
Somewhere on someone's dissertation.
Yeah.
But yeah, the tacos were incredible. I think we had like 40 tacos. I'm not even joking.
So here's how that played out, y'all. So we go in there. It's Anthony Bourdain. So we like, okay, we got to stop here. See what he's talking about. We stopped there. And we ate the first few tacos, right?
Yeah.
And we was like, this shit slapped.
Yeah.
And I think all of us, me, you, Sister Mama, we was all sitting there like, are we all in on going again?
Yeah.
Y'all, we ordered, I'm not even joking, we ordered 20, like what, 20 tacos the first time.
Yeah.
And then the second time we ordered 20 more tacos.
Correct.
That is, if you in Mexico City, you have to go.
Yeah.
Here, this, these are probably the best tacos.
I mean, we didn't have all of them.
We didn't have all of them.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to say anything is the best of anything.
The best I've had.
Because there's so much good food in Mexico City is such a good food city that it's so hard to be like, oh, these are the best, because there's just infinite amounts of the best.
Yeah.
But shit. you had a drink that was kind of cool.
Oh, y'all.
What was that drink that you had in there?
Delaware Punch, y'all. Let me tell you, I got a brand new drink. Mirinda is still my thing around the world. Wherever, if Mirinda there, I'm there. You know what I'm saying? But Delaware Punch, y'all, is purple drink. let's just for all my black folks that's thinking that the POCs is traveling. If you somewhere and Delaware Punch is on the menu, get Delaware Punch. This is the best purple drink I've had. It was so good. I ordered two.
Yeah,
I was like, no, I ain't never seen Delaware Punch ever.
Yeah, me neither. I'd never heard of it.
That shit, when I tell you, it's so smooth.
I did not know Delaware was making drinks like that.
For real. First of all, who thinks of Delaware, period?
Literally. You know what I mean?
Like, Delaware does not, don't come on your friend mind.
Mm-mm.
This was the best purple drink I've had ever. And I'm sure it's around the world. I'm sure.
Probably.
Probably
in Delaware.
Probably in Delaware. Don't nobody go there.
If you're from Delaware and you've had this before, please DM us because I don't want to Google it.
Yeah, right. I know. You'd rather wait for the DM.
Yeah.
You'd rather wait for the DM. Y'all, but all I'm saying, this so shit is good. You know, I got a picture of myself up here shotgunning a Corona.
At the Airbnb.
Yeah, at the Airbnb.
And little baby Corona.
Boy, let me tell you, I'll smack that thing.
But so this was actually also my birthday trip. And so I wanted to try a couple different foods. So some of the other food that we had one like super fancy breakfast at this restaurant called Azul Condesa.
Mm-hmm.
I believe there's two locations that they have, but it's a fairly fancy breakfast restaurant. It's like,
not fairly. This shit is very fancy.
It was very fancy. There was like bread service, but bread service was like conchas and stuff like that. It was amazing. It was so good.
They make them table side for you.
Yes. Like, and I had my favorite go-to breakfast, which is chilaquiles. That's like what I order anytime it's on the menu. I'm like, give me that because
that shit was going hard.
It was so good.
Mexican food in Mexico. now here, I know y'all gonna be like, duh. But I don't know. This shit hit so different.
Yeah, it was really good.
So
why? Because the flavors in the like the vegetable and the cheese and the meat just taste so different.
It's
like
so different.
I know we live in the U.S. and I get it, but like vegetable tastes different in other parts of the world.
Show do, y'all.
Like for real.
Like fresher.
Yes. More like flavorful.
More flavorful. Hell, you know, I done seen some vegetables we ain't got in in the States. Like that shit, I don't want to jump ahead in our journey here. We was in fucking, where was that at? Italy?
Mm-hmm.
And we walked by this orange or something.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what is this? This shit is, and it was good.
Yeah.
No, Barcelona. Barcelona. Oh, yeah. I was like, and it was on that thing. But anyway, we'll get to that later. But this was, the food.
That breakfast was really, really good.
Man.
Some other places that we also ate was, we had dinner at a random place that we went to, which is called Senora Street Food. It was definitely giving like touristy vibes, but the food was still good.
Food smacked.
Here's the thing. You're not going to walk into a restaurant and have bad food.
No,
I would say 9 out of 10, you walk into a restaurant, you're going to be happy.
Yeah. If you're hungry, you're going to get fed.
Well, that too. What?
I was going to say, you know, food is good everywhere, but like as we driving around doing these things, y'all, I want to let y'all know that, you know, Mexico City, for as old as it is, was very, very clean. Let me tell you this, y'all. So don't be fooled by the old buildings.
Right.
Okay. Don't be fooled by like the old buildings and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The streets.
Clean.
Clean. Y'all.
There's people cleaning constantly.
Constantly.
Sweeping and shit, like remember, all the time.
We were in the rain, y'all.
Yeah.
We in the rain, driving in the rain. There was a whole ass cleaning crew
yeah.
in the rain.
Yeah. It's like, also what? Very green. They have a ton of parks and stuff like that.
So very green.
It's just very fresh. Like, yes, it's a very large city. So obviously there's pollution, but there's a lot of greenery.
Boy, to subsidize that. Hey, when I saw Buddy cleaning the streets in the rain, rain. I was like, you tripping, bro. I'd have been like, I'm calling off, boss. I'm calling. This is not me. You're going to have to get somebody else.
For real. Then we did have another breakfast that was kind of fancy, but not too fancy. It wasn't necessarily like Mexican traditional food, but it had a lot of like Mexican flavors, which was Cafe Nin, N-I-N. And that place was just super cute. And that's what I wanted. I wanted to have, I mean, the water was like infused with
some flour.
Yeah, some flour. Everything was like the bread, they bake it in house. All the pastries are made there.
It was nice.
They had a cardamom rose croissant. Like everything was just so good. They were obviously very nice.
But So this is Travis Moore POC, and every now and then that POC come out. So I'm sitting there, y'all. Sitting there.
I also feel like I look Mexican, so I didn't experience anything as a minority in Mexico. I speak Spanish, so
So they brought the water out, and I was like. This water tastes a little different.
A little licorice.
And then I poured a little. I was like, oop, mine got some grass in it. I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah.
Dude was like, in Spanish, he said, you know, it's infused with this.
It's an herb that has like a licorice flavor.
He explained it. It's actually healthier.
Yeah.
And I was like, especially with the water down mm-hmm. there. So that's mm-hmm. kind of a way to kind of fix it. But your boy was lost. I was like, bro, I got grass in my damn water. I'm drinking the water.
It was giving spa.
It was. But man, it was refreshing. It was refreshing.
Sure, yeah.
Once you get past the taste and realize, okay, this is what they do. But if you don't want that in it, they could definitely do that.
Yeah,
like,
they have
so
regular.
They got the regular water.
What I also love is they always offer like still or sparkling.
Right.
My favorite. I love that.
Yeah.
Always offer me still or sparkling. I'll always pick sparkling.
Why do people like sparkling?
Because it's delicious.
Why
do you like orange flavored soda?
Because it tastes like orange.
Okay, great.
So, but what do sparkling water taste like?
It's just like a little pizzazz.
So it ain't pizzazz ain't a flavor.
Yeah, but it's a vibe though.
Yeah, that's different. No, I'm not going.
You know, I used to hate carbonated drinks, and then I don't know what happened. There was like a shift in my mid 20s, and I was like, I really fuck with like sparkling
water is. So...
But I don't like soda. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I like
your pop, you mean?
Yeah, I like sparkling water.
Yeah, yeah. Not pop, not soda. Pop.
Not soda.
We pop around these
soda
parts.
Pop.
No. Don't say soda pop.
Another cool place that we checked out that was like maybe kind of food was the Sears Cafe.
Y'all, Sears.
It's a cafe at the top of the Sears Tower. They have a Sears Tower, y'all. An actual Sears Tower. Like there's Sears, the store is still there.
Yeah.
Okay. You go all the way
and busing too.
Actually, you go. There's baby fat in there. No, I'm just playing.
It is though. She ain't lying.
You go all the way up to the top, and it's a beautiful view of the Palace of Fine Arts, Palacio de Bellas Artes. Is that like very orange dome
say
building?
That shit again? Stop. What is that?
Palacio de Bellas Artes.
Look at you. Okay.
It's the orange dome you building. No, don't bring that to this podcast.
I'm sorry.
That ratchet shit at 77.
And we POC.
That building is really beautiful, and it's like a very famous landmark in Mexico City. It's like the orange dome building. You might have seen it before.
No picture
so
of it.
You get a really beautiful view. The coffee is mediocre.
Yeah.
The service is fine.
Yeah.
You get your coffee in like a to-go cup. It's very packed.
Very
narrow cafe, but the point is the view. You go up there to look at.
It's literally a tourist trap.
For sure.
It's a tourist trap. But a dope one, because like you are in a Sears. You know, if you are listening to this from anywhere around the world, Sears, Chi-Town, baby, what's up?
I do have two last pieces of food that I just want to, well, three. I do have three more pieces of food. Okay. One was, Café de Tacuba, which was, it is one of the oldest restaurants in Mexico City. It opened in 1912. Beautifully gorgeous, amazing food, great service, live music that like a banda walks around and plays music. The food is incredible. It's beautiful on the inside, tile walls.
You could tell you are inside
it's an old home.
Old home.
That was turned into a restaurant.
That's a big ass home though.
Very.
Like, man.
Yeah. And then the next one was the Churrería El Moro. It might not be the best churros in Mexico City, but it is the oldest churro in Mexico City.
Yeah, another tourist trap because you're going to go there because it's the oldest.
Yeah, but I mean, the line is out the door and it's a ton of like non-tourists.
And they be moving in there though.
They do.
Man, like them, those churros are huge too.
Yeah.
That's some big ass churros.
You can get super long thin ones or you can get the bites, which are small ones, and then they also have like their famous hot chocolate that goes with it. The last thing we ate was at the market, and I don't want to necessarily talk about the market, specific market that we ate at, because there's a ton of markets in Mexico City, and you can walk into any one of them and find great food. So like I encourage you that if you're there, just wander into one of the markets and try some of the food, and it'll be amazing.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like we've been saying, it really ain't no miss.
Yeah.
It's no miss here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it just depends on like how much and what you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and honestly, how fast can you sit down?
Yeah.
Really?
Right.
That's what it boiled down to.
And a lot of people, you eat on like while you're standing up. Like you get a few tacos, you eat them while you're standing, and you keep it moving. Like that's very common. It's street food.
These activities, though.
Yeah, this is a longer food, but Mexico City is such a food city. You can't really skip over the food. And there's a ton more. Like I'm not saying we went to the best of the best.
We got the itinerary, though.
I do have some of the activities. Here's the thing. I monopolized this trip. This was definitely everything that I wanted to do.
It's your birthday.
I know. Yeah. So there's a lot to do in Mexico, Mexico City, but these are the things that I wanted to do. This is what we did. We did a ton of markets. So we stopped in, we shopped a lot of jewelry, a lot of like really cool things. The main thing we did was we went to the Anthropology Museum. Mm. It's one of my favorite museums in Mexico. It is the largest, it's the largest museum in North America, I believe.
Something
like that. It's like two floors, but it is huge.
Two floors, but like it's like four museums in one.
It's a bajillion museums.
It's outdoor,
very large.
Outdoor, indoor, exactly. But there's a rhythm to it. There's a cadence to it.
Yeah.
So you walk in, there's this huge ass waterfall, y'all. Like this waterfall.
It's like a hole in the sky that just drops water.
Yeah, a shower fall. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And so that's what you're greeted in. And then you go to your, when you go to your right is how you start. And they got it numbered. So you can kind of go like in order.
Through the centuries, basically.
Yeah, through the centuries. And I'm telling you, this is one of the dopest museums.
Do not miss this one.
I've ever been to.
Yep.
So I think we spent a total of 3 hours there. And
Half of it was closed. Half of the second floor was closed because the new exhibits were coming in.
Yeah.
So like just imagine that we were already, and we skipped a lot.
Yeah.
Like we were like kind of like
moving
quickly through some stuff because we wanted to see a lot.
But the history that you see there.
Insane.
The best thing about it is anthropology. So they take you through life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like how life started.
Yes.
You know.
Big focus on the indigenous population that's there and the history of that.
It's crazy saying that because like, yes, Spain came through.
But that's very recent comparison to the history of the area.
Right.
Like,
and the other cool thing is that they have a lot of this history preserved because a lot of people skipped over them.
Right.
That was the one thing I said. I was like, God damn, they got, I mean, some stuff that you normally missing in other parts of the world.
It was too far for Britain to steal the shit.
Right. And so they have it all there, and you can see the stuff that they're talking about.
It's amazing.
In particular, you get to see how this Mexican flag was created.
Right.
And what it symbolizes, and they have that there. Like, for me, looking at that and seeing it, I was like, what the f- this is crazy. And, I mean, the exhibits, literally, I was like, in all of like and how much they have.
To give you an idea, it's 90 pesos to go in, which is literally $5.50.
Yeah.
$5.50 to enter the museum.
Yeah.
And if you are a student with a student ID, I believe your entry is free.
Yeah.
Because my sister didn't pay.
Yeah.
So.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn, how did I miss that?
She had her student ID, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of dope.
A lot of the places, if you have your student ID, you go in for free, no matter where you were student of, as long as it says University of something.
Shit, take my black ass back to school just for the perks. Shit.
But Yeah, you can get, they do guided tours in there. So if you want a guide to walk you through the museum, that's also an option.
Mm-hmm. You don't need it though. I mean, right. If you don't speak Spanish, yeah. maybe you do.
Yeah.
But a lot of dope shit to see there.
You can walk from there to a lot of things. One other thing that we didn't necessarily do this on the same day because it would be a lot of walking, but the castle of Chapultepec is kind of close. You can walk to it, you can Uber to it, but walking will get you to see, you'll get to see more of the city. We didn't do those on the same day, but
look, y'all, Uber there, because when your ass get there, you got to walk. You got to walk from the bottom to the top.
Yeah,
and when I tell you, I ain't know I was that out of shape. If I'm being real,
it's an uphill walk.
It's an uphill death track.
It's like 15 minute uphill walk though. Shit,
that's the longest 15 minutes of my life.
We stopped. You can stop and look at the view. It's a beautiful view.
Beautiful views.
And it's also 90 pesos to go in.
Let me tell you something. Hit the Stairmaster before you do this. Walk.
No, you were fine.
12 incline. 12 incline for 30 minutes.
But don't this. I don't want people to feel discouraged about going.
Okay.
If you go and you're not in shape. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Stop and take a break. There's benches. There's stuff. You could stop.
I'm trying to tell them. I ain't lying.
While you're smashing these Reese's.
Yeah, these Reese's going crazy.
Who's trying to sit here and listen to you eat?
I'm trying. They in my face. This shit is good. This shit is good. But I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah.
POCs out here. You know how we get. Sometimes POCs, we be trying to shortcut shit. I'm trying to tell you.
But this castle is
gorgeous.
It's a palace, not a castle.
Yes, it's
palace is huge. It was the palace of Maximilian.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it is the only, he is the only monarch that lived in North America.
He was living. let me tell you.
Yeah. And it's a beautiful palace.
Before we go any further, I want to give y'all a little nugget. Because this is for travel. This is a travel podcast. We hooking you up, putting you on game. If you got a camera, you can take a camera. However, if you have multiple lenses,
you're going to have to check your lenses.
You got
to
check the lens. They only allow one lens.
Yep.
No, ain't no switching.
Right.
I don't know why. I don't know what the rule is. But you got to choose.
Some of these rules are arbitrary.
Very arbitrary.
Like they just make the shit up.
Because they stopped me. It was like, oh, he got a camera.
You also can't take in your umbrella, which is just like,
right.
Like, why?
You can't take your umbrella.
Why I'm going to beat someone up with my umbrella.
Yeah, yeah. And that was weird because I'm like.
You can't use hands.
Yeah, yeah, for real. But just.
Son's umbrella.
Keep that in mind because then if you got your expensive ass equipment, you walking around. Yeah. A lot of time people walk with one or two lenses. You switch out.
You walk with three.
Yeah, one is a smaller one, but I did have a couple. So just keep that in mind, y'all.
But it's a safe check.
Here's the thing, though. Yeah. I got lucky because the dude and it was like, man, just go ahead. And they
I'm
was
telling
like,
you, it's an arbitrary rule.
It is. And,
it really is.
All he said was just don't be switching it.
Yeah.
And of course, I switched it when we got to the top. There was just one part I had to do. Sorry, Mexico, if you're listening. I did it. Like, I'm sorry, but keep going.
There's a lot to do in the actual park. The park itself is huge. Yes, the castle, the palace is the main thing, but the park is huge. The
park is fantastic.
You can, there's a lot of food vendors in there. You can shop for like little knickknacks and stuff. There's lagoons, there's other museums. You can rent a swan boat. You can rent bikes. There's a lot to do.
Food, of course.
A lot of food. Hey, yep.
Lizards and shit running around.
Gardens and it's
lizards.
And you know what's cool about Mexico is again, this is one country that has a ton of public bathrooms, mm-hmm. and it's a peso.
Yeah, it's
so
a peso.
So one peso is like literally nothing.
Yeah,
because
right.
I think it's
like 25 cents or something like that.
Yeah, it's what? No, it's less.
Less than that. Yeah.
Because what's
I don't know the exchange, 20 but
pesos for a dollar now.
I think so. Some shit. Yeah, 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 yeah. Much less. Yeah, y'all. So yeah.
So
have a peso.
Nothing.
Yeah, have a peso. Also, them lizards is kind of cute though. Like you running around.
Yeah.
It's kind of dope to see. Like they just have lizards. It's like Florida.
I know, they're so cute.
Yeah.
But near the palace, again, you're in the city center, so you can walk a ton and walk around. There's some cool things to see while you're walking down. Francisco Madero. Francisco Madero is the long street that goes from the Palace of Fine Arts to the Zócalo. And the Zócalo is basically the square in front of the church, right? So it's like a generic name for that, for the church square.
Yeah.
And it's a long street that has a ton of shopping, like all your major H&M's and Zara's and stuff like that, and a ton of European brands like Pull&Bear and like Stradivarius and stuff. And then they have like hidden churches that you can step into and look at, really cool buildings. They have a place called the House of Tiles that has like tiles that were imported that are like this bright blue color. It's a cool street. It's very busy street. It's busy. Pedestrian only, but it's really beautiful.
So, fun fact there, when we were going to Cabo, we had like what, a few hour layover, five, six hour layover. Yeah. And we early morning layover, right?
Early, like
5:30 in the morning early. So we went there, we waited for this breakfast restaurant to open up. Fantastic breakfast. Yeah. And that was really all we could do before, you know, we walked going up and back. Down there. But it was dead. That was crazy.
It was so dead.
Yeah, it was dead then. So
seeing it not dead.
I was like, and it was like a year after.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, this shit bussing. Mm-hmm. Like it is packed down there.
Yeah, it is.
Some everything. There was a Coca-Cola shop.
Yep. This is like their Michigan Avenue, I feel like. It's super
times
super packed. And the church that's there is like one of the larger churches. It's absolutely beautiful. Definitely, if you can, go inside and take a look. It's a really beautiful church. And usually in front of it, in that square, there's that really big Mexican flag that people see. That's where that is. And then they also have a ton of like markets going on in that square. So when we were there, there was this huge Mexican, I think it was like a Oaxacan market. Like they were selling vendors from all over or from Oaxaca or something like that had come into Mexico City and they were selling their stuff that they make.
That was dope.
It was very cool.
Yeah, that was dope.
So the church was closed off so we couldn't see because they were also having like a concert and stuff like that.
It was everything going on. Yeah. My damn camera died out because I wanted to get all that and show y'all, but shit died.
It was beautiful.
You'll
still see it on our Instagram a little bit. We'll post some videos and stuff. But unfortunately, the longer YouTube video isn't available for that day. But it was really, really cool.
It was just gorgeous. I mean, wow. Wow is all I can say.
Yeah. The final thing that I wanted to do. Well, two more things that I wanted to do on my actual birthday. Yeah, I'm about to say,
final.
Was the Freedom Museum. Ooh. I would say the Freedom Museum, book your tickets ahead of time. Everything else we bought the ticket when we got there, but the Freedom Museum I booked ahead of time because it gets sold out really quickly.
Yes.
And I wanted to go on the day of my birthday, so I wanted to buy that ticket for that day. And it's in the neighborhood is Coyoacan, which is another really beautiful neighborhood.
Beautiful.
If you want to stay there, it's a great neighborhood.
Absolutely great.
Very like artsy, mm-hmm. and like that kind of vibe. And a lot of really great food in that neighborhood. Man, too.
Now that neighborhood had like a lot of spots that were like indoors that look a little bit. You could tell this was the higher class area
and
or whatever.
It's where that we went to that market, the mm-hmm. Coyoacan Market, which is one of my favorite markets. Yeah. It's two floors. It's a ton of vendors, like really cool jewelry and clothes and stuff like that.
That rain kicked ass.
Yeah, it did. But man, the Freedom Museum. I just want to talk about that for a second. The first time I went there, I cried.
Yeah,
just because I love Frida a lot, and you get to see her house. The cool thing about that house is that when she died, her husband kind of preserved the house exactly as it mm-hmm. was when she died, knowing that he would want to turn it into a museum.
Yeah.
And so it literally is meant to be exactly how it was when they lived there, including the garden and everything. It's a beautiful house. It's called Casa Azul because it's literally blue on outside.
Y'all. What messed me up, I don't know who is people from other countries, I don't want to do this. What messed me up, y'all, was, like she said, everything is preserved, right?
Yeah.
But we got to her art like mm-hmm. section, her art area where she created her art. They got her
paints,
but I mean like the paints, y'all, like still sitting in the spot. Her wheelchair mm-hmm. is right there.
Yeah.
Like
her brushes. Everything.
Easel. And here's the dopest thing, y'all. The dopest thing you got to see. There's artwork that's still there that ain't even done.
Yeah, that she never finished.
She never finished. But the only way you going to see it is you got to go there.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It's crazy.
That blew my mind. Like, honestly, I ain't never had nothing like blow my mind like that. We going to get to other travels.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, beside the Coliseum, but like, this is one of those things that blew my mind to the point where I was like,
you're stepping back in time, basically.
Wait, like, yeah. You are literally in this woman's house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Walk around the corner and jump back in her wheelchair.
Yeah.
Well, she can't jump.
Yeah, right. But she
get back in her wheelchair and
it's right there. I was like, yo, what is going on?
It's really cool.
Not only that, a dope ass tie to Chicago because you see all her authentic stuff, okay?
I was just gonna say,
literally all her authentic shit. But like here in Chicago at the National Museum of Mexican Art over in Pilsen, you can come see the pictures that she took and the family took
of her family, of her friends. Yeah,
because the first time I saw it at the Mexican, I was like, damn, I want to see some of her art. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I was like, this is cool to see like her stuff and that, which is really cool. But he gave that 10 times more relevancy after being in her crib.
Yeah.
And then you like, damn, Chicago got her pictures?
Yeah.
Like, Chicago.
Yes.
Got her pictures,
y'all. Isn't that crazy?
Like, that blew my mind. Because then I was like, I want to go back now and look and be like, oh, I see what this is now.
Chicago even has pictures of her in her home.
Yes.
And stuff like that. So it's very, y'all, very cool.
That's how dope Chicago is. This is not Chicago podcast, but like, Lord, like, mind blown. Mm-hmm. That was one of those experiences in my travels where I'm like, I'm so glad I did that.
Yeah.
I would do it again.
I feel like and there is a rotating exhibit in there. The front room is always changing. A lot of the stuff is permanent, but the front room is changing. There's also an area that's her clothing. So like you'll see the stuff that she wore when she was sick, the stuff that was designed for her. Like,
she has style.
Yeah. I mean, major designers were designing for her. She was famous in her real life. You know what I mean? So like she became famous as an artist and continued to live. A lot of artists are famous after they die, but she was famous. Diego was also famous. So like they were traveling to New York and going to like magazine shoots and like stuff like that, you know? So like, it wasn't too long ago that she was alive.
Right.
Like, yes, she died young, but it's not like she died, you know, 100 years ago.
Right. Yeah. She was, that's like when I found out not found out, but like when you really put it in perspective, Picasso died in 73.
Yeah.
Like, that's nuts. Right. If we talk about Picasso, like, this Michelangelo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you realize,
maybe we do, but most people don't.
I know, but like, he was 13.
Yeah.
And my daddy was 13 when Picasso died. That's man. Okay, anyway.
There's also a Trotsky Museum. We didn't get to go to that, but I've been to it before. If you have the opportunity to go. Frida was a communist. Trotsky was obviously... So was he. And they were part of the Communist Party. They were part of the Mexican Revolution. Like, they weren't part of the Mexican Revolution, but they were definitely for Mexican liberation. Or she was, at least. And they were very good friends. She actually cheated on her husband with Trotsky after he cheated on her with her sister.
Yeah, it's wild.
So, a lot of cheating. Their relationship was heavy turmoil. But the final thing that we did that was... Okay, so I wanted to book an experience for us because there's so many... When you're going to Mexico City, you can book things like a taco tour or like a taco making class or tortilla. There's so many experiences you can have, but I wanted to try something that I'd never done before, which was a lucha libre fight. I did not think I was going to like absolutely love it as much as I did, but it also came with a couple other stops. So this specific experience that we booked, and I will try to remember to link it in the notes of this episode because they were actually incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you stop at a bar,
mm-hmm.
you try pulque, mm-hmm. which is, it's, how do you describe, it's an alcoholic drink that becomes alcoholic through fermentation,
mm-hmm.
and it's flavored with fruit. Yeah. So like you try different fruit, you add different fruits to it, and it becomes alcoholic. And it's not like kombucha, but I don't know how to describe it. Google pulque. Anyway, so we tried a bunch of that. We had they were serving beer. And then the group gathered there, and then they
hold
took
on,
us.
Hold on, hold on. We ain't gonna slide by how your boys start getting. I start saucy. Getting, man. I start getting saucy because, like, so y'all, what you gotta tell them? This is all you could drink.
Oh yeah, it's
so this is like this is this is one of the things. The excursion that you just go. The host guy is telling you, you know what you're gonna do, what the night gonna be like, and he's the guy that's gonna take you to the Lucha Libre. Man, he been doing it for so long, but he got us drunk. We kept was like, hey, look, what are we drinking? You going? Yeah. I'm going to go. Yeah. And this stuff wasn't light. We up here drinking. And then the best part is the next part.
I just looked up what pulque is. It's fermented agave wine, basically.
That shit flavored smacked. With fruit.
It was amazing.
It smacked. So it was so smooth, too.
So good. But yeah, so we went there, and then after that we went to a taco place, and it's all you can eat tacos.
All you can eat and tacos.
It is not your standard Mexican taco, so like you're not having pastor and stuff like that. They are very creative with their tacos, and it was incredible.
Yeah, so they passed you out. Well, we had three different versions of tacos, right?
I think so, three or four different versions.
But they just keep bringing them out, and you just say, "All right, give me another one." After you done tried all of them, give me this one. Give me that one. Bring that one back.
They just keep bringing them
out.
What's funny is, okay, so when we were walking from the bar to the taco place, there were a couple from, like, I think
a group. It was a group of people.
Texas or something?
Yeah, I think it's Texas.
They walked with their beer.
With the beer?
You cannot drink in public in Mexico.
The girl got stuck with...
She got stopped by the police. Yeah. Obviously, like, you can bribe them and they'll let you go. Like, they know you're a foreigner.
Yeah.
They want you to pay them off. But, like, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. You're going to spend, like, 200-300 pesos and, like, for what?
This is what we were talking about. When you and another person just in the other country...
respect the law.
Just think. It ain't too many places in America you could just walk and drink the street.
Yeah.
I mean...
Vegas, sure.
The French Quarter, you know, like...
But those are, like, designated areas.
Exactly.
Like, this is a major city.
Yes.
Don't do that.
What are you doing?
Don't do that.
And so we looking back, we like... And then so the tour guide just like, man, just keep
he's
on walking,
like,
man.
He's like
they'll pay him. Yeah. He'll be okay. They just pay him. They gonna want some money.
Yeah.
And so they did. I think they said they paid up, like, 150 U.S. dollars.
$150
Man.
Which is dumb.
Dumb.
Unnecessary.
And, like, I'm sure ruined their night. Like, the vibe was gone.
Yeah.
But we really going crazy. What we did say, I forgot. At the beginning of this, everybody picks out a lucha libre mask, y'all. Yeah. So you walk around, and like he walk around, he's like, all right, here, you pick blindly something.
And it's the mask of an actual fighter.
Yes.
So like you know what I mean? Like it's not just a random mask.
Yeah.
Like you're picking it's the so mask of a fighter.
Dope.
And while we're eating and drinking, they're teaching you all the chants and like the things that people yell and like stuff like that. So like you don't feel out of place. The tickets that we bought are also skip the line, and they are front tickets. So like you're in the you're close enough to the
where you see the whole thing.
You can see the whole thing. There's nothing obstructing your view. They're like some of the best tickets you can get. So then we walked over from the taco place to the actual
arena.
You skip the line, you go through the back stairs, and they just walk you to your seats. And when I tell you, it is the most electrifying experience. Like,
vibe.
It was such a cool experience. It, like, mind-blowing.
I mean,
I'm so glad we did it.
People everywhere. Like, it's a stadium, so people everywhere. The fight was the main guy. I don't know who he was, but, like, you could tell the main guy when he came out, the crowd went nuts. Yeah. I'm talking about
this was the Grand Prix.
Yes.
So it was, like, people from all over the world.
Yeah, the world, yeah.
It was amazing.
I mean, the Americans got booed, of course. For sure. they got booed.
there was a Japanese guy that went crazy.
He went crazy.
Yeah.
And it was one American dude. The white dude went crazy.
He still got booed, though.
He got booed. But I thought he was going to do it at one point. But you knew they weren't about to give it to him.
I
thought the Japanese dudes were about to take it, though.
They
was going off. But the Mexican dude, man, he came through. I guess he a legend. Like, been there. Man, he went crazy. The crowd erupted, y'all. Yeah. Like it's steam and fireworks and shit going off in there, sparklers. We were so wrapped up, like sobered up.
Yeah.
So I sobered all the way up, because at first I was a little drunk. Like a little drunk.
You were like slanging back the pulque.
I sure was.
Yeah.
Man, look, free 99.
Not free 99.
I paid for it. But like once you pay for it, and I don't get to do
free.
The end, it's free.
Sunk cost.
Man, look, it was the whole thing was a vibe. And then of course, y'all, this has been the theme of this podcast. We walk out.
It's raining.
The moment we walk out, y'all.
Torrential.
The worst downpour we've ever had.
They walked us to the corner of, like, they're like, this is an area where you're safe to get an Uber from.
Mm-hmm.
And there just happens to be a churro cart. So we got some churros while we waited for our Uber. And then we just took our Uber back to the Airbnb.
I mean, we sat in the car soaking wet.
So
when I say soaking wet, imagine you just jump in the swimming pool. You get out, don't rinse off, or drain your clothes. And then more rain just comes on you as you just going. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Drenched, y'all.
But it was amazing nonetheless. Mexico's rain season is June through August. So that is the wet season. So you're going to get rained on.
So if you want to have our experience, go then.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like amazing otherwise.
Hey, man, Mexico.
There's so many. It's literally one of my favorite places in
go
the world.
See the Anthropology Museum. Yep. Go see a Lucha Libre and have that experience. The whole thing, tacos and beer.
And like walk around. Like walk. Truly, there's a few areas that I would not go to personally by myself.
It's every city.
Right? Like there are a few areas that I just wouldn't venture to. But any neighborhood that like there's another neighborhood that we went to that's like the super super fancy neighborhood.
Yeah, that. Well, I called a wedding, a quinceañera. I think was it was.
It was.
I took my camera out. She posed for my camera.
She did.
She saw me past her photographer and smiled for me. It wasn't any good because I was like, oh shit.
So Polanco is like very high-end luxury, like all of this. It's like all the Louis Vuittons and the Pradas and like the luxury stores that you've never even Gucci. Heard of.
Louis Prada.
Yeah, Gucci. Basically. That's Polanco. Also has some really good food and it's just fun to see. Yes. Like you can walk around it. Coyoacan is amazing. It's probably one of my favorite neighborhoods. Condesa, incredible. That's where we stayed. So downtown is, I mean, here's the thing. Mexican people are so friendly.
Yeah.
Truly, you can stop someone and be like, I don't know where I am. Yeah. And they will guide you. Also, if you are traveling from the U.S., your plan works in Mexico. So you could just...
Yeah.
I think like 99.9 plans are
good in
Canada,
Mexico,
yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And also, they have Wi-Fi, city Wi-Fi.
Everywhere.
Everywhere around the city. And it wasn't bad.
At all.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
At first you think, okay, this shit gonna be, but no, you can.
Because I have Verizon. Verizon sucks ass. Man, so like I was using that Wi-Fi.
Yeah, Verizon, y'all down
trash.
Bad. Yeah. That was. Yeah. I mean, my experience, you know, in Mexico City, Mexico in general, because this is my second time in Mexico.
Yeah.
Man.
The friendliest people.
Fastly becoming a place that I will frequent. Like, not going to Cabo and Tulum and all those places, not the touristy. Man, look.
That's just not what we enjoy when we vacation.
And, it's good.
It's
but
fine,
like,
but it's like too boring.
I like being, right, it is boring. It's like you can't.
I don't want to sit on a beach every single day for 5 days.
Yeah, I feel like you're missing shit.
And no, I'm not knocking anyone that does. If that's what you enjoy, please do it. But like, I want to walk 25,000 steps a day.
Yeah.
Y'all. I want to come back exhausted and have to sleep for 2 days. That's my favorite kind of vacation, personally.
Yeah.
So, well.
we still don't know how to end it.
We really don't.
That's one thing about podcasting. They don't teach your ass how to end the podcast.
I mean,
they don't teach you how to podcast.
Well, you don't listen to podcasts, so you don't even know.
Okay.
But
all right. Okay.
Oh, I just bring cash.
Yes.
Be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to people.
Yes.
Have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
We love Mexico, and I know you're gonna love it.
Yes.
Eat
tacos, man.
Eat tacos.
Drink beer, and you find some Coronitas.
Coronitas.
Yeah, they come in a six pack.
Don't get a little Corona.
Don't get fooled now.
Yeah.
Your ass will be.
You're going to get slapped.
Hiccuping like a cat.
Mm. All right. Well, on that note, we'll talk to you next week. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Send it to someone you love. Thank you.
Peace. See you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and we hope you loved it.
And if you could, please follow us on social media at 77 Flavors Shy on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter.
If you have any ideas or deep dives that you'd love us to do, please contact us at media@77flavorsshy. That's the number 77 flavors and shy for Chicago.com.
If you like visuals, please subscribe and follow and watch us on our YouTube channel at the same thing, 77 Flavors Shy, or search 77 Flavors of Chicago.
If you would like to support us monetarily, go ahead and click that Buzzsprout link in the description of this episode.
And as always, we gonna see you next week. Peace.